T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the WIOK studios, the Jason Barsky Show.
Charlie Urban, you're on the air. How are you, Charlie?
Hiya, how are you?
I'm hanging in there. I saw you last night get up at the stormwater meeting, and I started my show.
Were you at the meeting?
I was there.
Oh, okay. Well, then, okay.
You're 89 years old, and you went through your resume, and I started my show this morning off saying, you're somebody we should all be talking to or hear from, because you kind of know the history. You have such a wide range of experience, and I wrote down here, this man knows his stuff.
Okay, well, you know, I'm going to push 90. Since 1969, I've been involved. I'm with the Pennsylvania Waterways Patrolman for the state for over 20 years. I retired. I formed the Susquehanna River Watch, and I served on a DCNR board, advisory board in Harrisburg for 10 years. And would you mind if I repeat what I said last night at the meeting to your audience about the stormwater? Give them an update on it, okay?
I was really impressed by what you said. You have a long history.
Well, I know Harry Haas and all that, and I know the whole group and all of that. So, you know, like I said, I've been a waterways patrolman for the state since 1969, and I've been patrolling the area. I formed the River Watch and different things, and I've been after this river. And the Sanitary Authority, you know, is a sewage treatment plant. It's not a chemical treatment plant. They're only capable of treating raw sewage and not able to treat any chemicals from the runoff. All these chemicals, like, in other words, if they wanted to be, they'd have to be tertiary. They could treat all these chemicals. And Jason, I'm going to go now. So your listening audience that wasn't at the meeting, I like that. So where the stormwater drains, and which empties into the river. What goes into the Sanitary Authority, which is in our area, has combined stormwater and sewage that goes into the plant. Now, some municipalities have some separation of stormwater and sewage pipes. Stormwater goes directly into the river, so sewage goes directly into the Sanitary Authority. Now, the question is, what municipalities have separate storm and sewage pipes? And what municipalities have combined sewage and rainwater that goes directly into the sewage plant? Now, this is Wyoming Sanitary can only handle 25 million gallons of sewage. If it exceeds that limit, it can discharge that by permit into the river. Now, we live in an asphalt jungle where the water in these areas that are paved and the water cannot percolate into the ground. So what happens, these paved areas with 1 inch of rain on 1 acre of pavement can have a runoff of approximately 26,000 gallons of water, which runs into the area streams, which when we have a forecast of rain of 1 inch and over, we have stream flood warnings. The rainwater, as you travel over your bridges, from the area of bridges, streets, highways, which has cinder, salt, cigarette butts, but litter, various chemicals, enter directly into the river. This doesn't go into the Sanitary Authority. As you look, you can see where these storm drains. Now, the problem is we have some acid and drainage from the Lackawanna River, the Butler Tunnel, Solomon's Creek, Black Creek and Pear, mine acid drainage from Hazel. This is only one area along the 440 miles of the Susquehanna River. Now, what we have, pumping stations here that have 24 overflow pipes below the surface into the river. Now, each pumping station has a gate valve that can divert the sewage to the plant or into the river. When we have a malfunction, the gate valves get jammed and the sewage goes directly into the river. Now, before the 72 flood, each pumping station had an alarm that contacted a Wyoming Sanitary of malfunction, which is not working since. So each pump station is to be checked periodically for diversions for chamber blockage. How often, we question, is they're checked? Could it be hours, days, even weeks? The Wyoming Sanitary also has been receiving leachate from the Plymouth landfill and a tanker truck empties into the sewer drains in Edwardsville. Now, leachhead is composed of all types of chemical heavy metals, toxic, very hazardous. The Wyoming Sanitary is a secondary treatment plant, not a chemical treatment. They're only capable of removing solids. Dilution of the chemicals is not the answer to this pollution. Now, what about these junkyards along the river in a floodplain? When the river floods over, these chemicals run into the creek, especially in Toby's Creek. And what about the sanitary for sewage plant along the Susquehanna rivers that are allowed? We had Binghamton. How many tons of sewage did they put into? Now, we have a lot of serious problems here. This is stormwater. Yes, must be addressed with good conservation practice, which is not being done. Look at the river. When you see a big rainstorm, see what is carried into the bay. Yes, the Wyoming Center has an option to discharge sewage when it exceeds its capacity. The stormwater fee scheme, 64,000 people paying for, say, $4,000 a month. Cash collection, good, sewage bad. Now, this is a... Now, what happens is this is a Ponzi scheme. And like I said, what we got to do is the people got to speak up. And per se is the state controls the water. And it's up to the state to do all of this here stuff. We cannot pay. I think the sanitary authority already collected over $8 million in water fee. And what did they do? They can't treat it. It's just run right in if it goes in there. But most of the sewage and there's this rainwater, you look at the storm drains. I like the people to check their curb store. Look at the curbs. Look at the storm drains. See all that buildup and all that with all the salt and the cinders and everything. That goes directly into that storm drain, directly into the river. It's not going into the sanitary authority.
Is that the end of the presentation? I want to make sure.
Okay, well, here's what I'm going to do now. I'm going to drop some information maybe today or tomorrow up for you
okay.
For you to look at, okay?
I would love that. And like I said, you know your stuff. It is a first text message that came in. This is a text message that was sent in actually a few seconds ago. It said, so what he is saying is it's a money grab. This guy knows his stuff. I have one point I would love for you to clarify. When you say it's a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
How is it a Ponzi scheme?
Look at that, Ted Ryan. I was amazed before this fee came up. They already had these stormwater trucks going up and down. Now, I live here in Kingston, and I'm out my window, and Kingston put up signs that they're going to clean the storm drain. And lo and behold, here comes the municipality. We have our own municipality. They're picking up the storm drains here, and they're vacuuming the water, the debris out. Now, the sanitary authority is going to do the same thing. I mean, you know, and like I said, it's just it's a Ponzi scheme. We have our own municipalities, public works, that clean out these storm drains. And if you look now over in Wooksbury, my God, the streets are atrocious. The curbs are all the cinders and everything. It's not cleaned up. And if it does rain, it runs right into the storm drain and directly right into the river. Nothing's going to that sanitary authority. I know we have 32 pumping stations. And like I said, when they have an overflow of 25 million gallons, which they only could handle, the rest goes right. They open it up and they're allowed to discharge into the river. And this goes right down into the Chesapeake Bay. And the people down below drink this water. So, you know, yes. I mean, there's a lot to it. But I'll tell you right now, somebody has their hand in a cookie jar. This is a money-making scheme.
Charlie?
If the sanitary wants to handle this, let them go into tertiary treatment. They could clean up that chemicals.
Charlie?
Right now, nothing.
Charlie, when you have the way you were describing it reminded me of what some people say about the pharmaceutical industry, how they say, you know, if they cure a disease, then they can't make money treating a disease. It sounds to me like what you're saying is all this money is being put in, but things are still bad, and the way they're doing it's not going to work. So it's
right.
If the goal is to get to clean water, we're never going to get there, and that might be by design, because if they do that, they'll be out of work.
Right. Well, the thing is, look at that. He says, you know, we got a good environmental practice. Now, the Wyoming Valley Mall, look at all that. 1 inch of rain over there, huh? 28,000. Where does that water run? It doesn't go into the sand. It's going right into the creek right there, the Mill Creek, and right down into the river.
Charlie, I'd love to talk to you again as more news comes out here. And I'm guessing you've been on with Frank Andrews before. You have to have been on with him, correct?
Well, I know Frank Andrews. I did drop, there's two DVDs I did there.
Yeah, I'll mention that to him.
I did one with Bernie McGurl from the Lackawanna, and you could hear Ed Schoner from the DER. So if you have a chance, get a ask. I think he has it in his possession, and review it. And what I will do is I'll bring up some of this information for you to review.
Because I appreciate it's quite lengthy. And I'm sorry to get a chance to meet you yesterday.
Yeah, I wish you came up to me.
Yeah, if you listened to the show, you would have said the same thing everyone else who met me would have. They all said the same thing. You don't look anything like you sound. And I say, I don't know why people think I'm joking when I say that. I warn people in advance. I'm shorter, and I'm not as pretty as I sound. It's just it's a curse.
Like I said, you know, we have all this. Look at this mine acid drainage from the Lackawanna River, the Salmas Creek, the Nanticoke Creek, the Black Creek in Hazleton. That flows directly into the river, and the leachate from the landfill. Mayor Burns, God love him, I mean, he passed away. He was the one that the leachate. They cannot treat it, you know?
Yeah. There's a lot of big issues coming with the someone just texted about the acid mine, the runoff. That's a whole other issue coming down the pike soon. So, Charlie?
Well, I'll tell you right now, you know, Cynthia Adams Dunn is our DECR Secretary. I know Cindy Dunn. She was with the Chesapeake Bay Foundation and all that. And we had seminars up here with Tom Sexton from the Chesapeake Bay and the Alliance at King Wilkes College and all that. She was a good person I had talked to. Okay?
All right.
Cindy Adams Dunn.
All right. Listen, great talking to you. Thank you for taking the time to call in. And again, you sound like you're no older than 70. 89 years old. You're doing great, Charlie.
Yeah, that's the reason why I'm so living, I guess, is because I keep myself active, you know?
You're keeping yourself busy. You have more energy than I do, and I'm only 46. But, hey, 45. Wait, how old am I? I'm forgetting how old I am. 45. 46? No, I'm 46. Right. I'm so confused here right now. Man, I'm getting older.
Well, don't forget, same with me. I got a five-minute break. I have to be retrained.
Oh, man. Hey, Charlie, great talking to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Keep up the good work.
It's the Jason Barsky Show. WILK News Radio.
And radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.